Hi, folks.
We're using lyrics again, not like electronic music, to bring the anti-shuffle from the racist method.
Quack lab.
Radio Havana, Cuba.
At the tone, 3 hours, 53 minutes, coordinated universal time.
What is the difference, the distinction, between a swish and a whistler?
Well, a swish descends through the audio frequency spectrum with time, whereas a whistler is more coherent.
In other words, the whistler is a rarefied and specialized case of the swish.
Well, we find some which start out like a swish and end up like a whistler, and we call these swishlers.
They're audio frequencies, but they're not audible unless you have radio ears.
That's correct. They're audio frequency radio waves.
We've talked about whistlers a lot now. Perhaps we should just devote no more than a minute or two to the tweak.
The tweak is rather well understood and demonstrate that these are indeed tweaks, but that the rate of decline of the tone is so fast that they're not recognizable as well-developed tweaks until you slow them down.
A mature tweak is one that's many miles away.
It is a crash or a bonk, and if it's far enough away so that it's not that but not a tweak, it's one of these immature tweaks. Don Chorus, on the other hand, is not at all well understood, and there is no theory to explain it.